It took us a month to get back to within a couple of AUs of Sada 138, where the drone had found a planet that met our requirements. It was an odd planet, slightly smaller than Earth, but more dense. It wasn't quite the cryogenic deep freeze that most portal planets were, both because of heat from its core and because S. Doradus, the brightest star in the cloud, was only a third of a light year away. The strangest feature of the planet was its lack of geography. From space, it looked like a slightly damaged billiard ball. Our resident physicist, Lieutenant Gim, explained its relatively pristine condition by pointing out that its anomalous, almost cometary orbit probably meant that it had spent most of its life as a rogue planet, drifting alone through interstellar space. The chances were good that it had never been struck by a large meteor until it wandered into Sada 138's bailiwick and was captured, forced to share space with all the other flotsam the Collapsar dragged around with it. We left the Masaryk 2 in orbit. It was capable of landing, but that would restrict its visibility and getaway time, and shuttled building materials down to the surface with the 6 fighters. It was good to get out of the ship, even though the planet wasn't exactly hospitable. The atmosphere was a thin, cold wind of hydrogen and helium, it being too cold, even at noon, for any other substance to exist as a gas. Noon was when S. Doradus was overhead, a tiny, painfully bright spark. The temperature slowly dropped at night, going from 25 degrees Kelvin down to 17 degrees, which caused problems, because just before dawn, the hydrogen would start to condense out of the air, making everything so slippery that it was useless to do anything other than sit down and wait it out. At dawn, a faint pastel rainbow provided the only relief from the black and white monotony of the landscape. The ground was treacherous, covered with little granular chunks of frozen gas that shifted slowly, incessantly, in the anemic breeze. You had to walk in a slow waddle to stay on your feet. Of the 4 people who would die during the base's construction, 3 would be the victims of simple falls. The troops weren't happy with my decision to construct the anti-spacecraft and perimeter defenses before putting up living quarters. That was by the book, though, and they got 2 days of shipboard rest for every day planetside, which wasn't overly generous, I admit, since ship days were 24 hours long, and a day on the planet was 38 and a half hours from dawn to dawn.